This Diamond Insight takes us to Virginia with head coach Brian O'Connor, whose Cavaliers are in a super regional for the first time in program history. They're taking on Ole Miss in Oxford this weekend. Brian, you've made it to regionals in each of your six seasons there in Charlottesville, but how does it feel now to be in a super regional for the first time?
Well, it feels great, Sean. We're really excited to be here. You know, like you said, we've been to NCAA regionals every year, and you know, it's so hard, as you know, to win a regional. There's so many great teams, and only 16 advance on to this point. So, you know, we've had a really great year. We played great baseball over the last couple of weeks, winning the ACC championship and then the regional out at Irvine. And my hope is that we continue to play that great baseball this weekend down in Oxford.
Well, and you won. You mentioned that Irvine regional, what was considered the toughest regional of all, and you did it with a 3-0 record. Was it as easy as your team made it look?
Nah, you know, Sean, it's never easy. I mean, it's baseball games are hard to win, especially at this level. But what we did do is we pitched very well. I mean, we only gave up 2 runs and total in the entire regional, and it was pretty special. We just kind of came together and pitched really well, played great defense, and got some timely hitting. So it wasn't easy. We had to beat the Strasburg kid from San Diego State and gave him his first loss. And then, you know, Irvine was the number one team in the country, and to beat them twice in their own ballpark was quite an accomplishment. So, you know, it was tough, but, hopefully we can continue that good play this weekend.
Strasburg was kind of considered the X factor of that whole regional, obviously, in your matchup with him. And like you said, he was unbeaten. He gets his 15 strikeouts. Can you just talk, though, about the key in that matchup for you guys, your approach going in?
The big key, Sean, was that we struck first. Phil Gosselin hit a solo home run for us, the second at bat of the game, which I felt was real important. We, you know, kind of sent a message that we weren't going to back down. And the other key was that we made him throw 50 pitches in the first 2 innings. I just felt like I knew that we were going to strike out. I mean, everybody strikes out against this guy. And, you know, what was important was that, you know, we could scratch across a couple of runs and wear him down a little bit to where, you know, hopefully they would have to take him out of the game in the sixth or seventh inning. And he lasted 7, and we got 2 runs off of him, and then we were able to get 3 more runs out off their bullpen and extend our lead a little bit.
Well, you say everyone strikes out against him, but do you remember ever being involved in a game where the opposing pitcher has had as many strikeouts where you still ended up winning?
You know, I haven't. I mean, 15 strikeouts is a lot. But in order, Sean, when somebody's a high strikeout pitcher, they're going to throw a lot of pitches to strike that many batters out. So, you know, like I said, eventually they're going to have to come out of the game because of all those strikeouts. But, you know, that's really, really rare to strike out 15 times and win. But, you know, what it came down to really is our starting pitcher, Robert Morey. He went you know, 6 strong innings and had 9 strikeouts, didn't give up any runs, and we only gave up 1 run in that game. So, you know, it's hard to lose when you don't give up any runs. And so, you know, that's really what it came down to. You know, he could have, you know, struck out 18, 19 batters, and as long as we scratched across a couple of runs, we were going to win that ball game.
You have a very young team, Brian, and were your realistic expectations, what were they like coming into this season? You've won an ACC championship now and a super regional. Were there or a regional going to a super regional? Were your expectations anywhere close to what you've accomplished so far?
Well, you know, Sean, it's tough because I never really put expectations on any of our teams that, you know, hey, we got to win the ACC championship or we got to get to Omaha. You know, everybody, the players know that those are our goals every day that we're working towards. And, you know, I thought coming out of fall baseball that we had a lot of talent, but we were really, really inexperienced. So it was a matter of how that young talent handled the adversity that we were going to face all year in our league. You know, how were they going to handle when they lost the Friday night game at North Carolina? And were they going to come back and battle back and find a way to win game 2, which we did this year? You know, and it's those little battles that you go throughout the season that you're just concerned about the youth of your team on how they're going to react to when you lose a tough ball game. And I'll tell you, you know, as we moved along through the season, Sean, you know, this young team handled it really well. They continued to fight back. Nobody ever packed it in. And, you know, when I started to see that combined with the talent that we had, I thought there was a chance that we could do something special. I really did. And, you know, fortunately, it's all coming together down here down this stretch run. And you know, we went 4-0 in the ACC tournament and 3-0 in the Irvine Regional. And, you know, hopefully we can just continue to play that good, consistent baseball.
You coached in a Super Regional 7 years ago when you were an assistant coach at Notre Dame. Is there a big strategical difference when you're coaching a 2-out-of-3 format compared to a double elimination tournament?
Not a whole lot. You know, I think a big key, Sean, is to win game one, you know, especially if you're on the road. If you can win that game one, you know, all the pressure is on that host school. You know, when you're hosting a regional or super regional, you know, odds are that you're supposed to win and advance on. You know, history has told us that. So if you can win game one, you know, then I think all the pressure goes on to the other club. You know, then you only got to win one more of the next two. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get off to a great start here. We're starting Danny Holtzen, our freshman left-handed pitcher, who has started on Friday nights for us all year long. He hasn't started the opening game the last two weekends for some other reasons, but I think it's the right move this weekend.
All right, before we wrap up on that note, I want to do some word association. I'm going to throw some different players as well as some NCAA teams that you've seen at you, and you just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with that freshman you just talked about, a two-way player, Danny Holtzen.
Well, he's a special talent. To be able to hit in the middle of your lineup every day and then be your number one starter is you know, something special for a 19-year-old to do.
UC Irvine.
Very, very fundamental. Unfortunate that they're not still playing. As upset as we were being sent out to Irvine, I'm sure they're as equally upset that Virginia was sent out to play in their regional.
The guy you faced, he's going to be the number one pick next week, Steven Strasburg.
Just a dominant special pitcher. The best pitcher that I have seen in my playing and coaching days.
An ACC rival of yours, North Carolina.
Complete team, dominant on the mound, and really athletic position players.
Another Cavalier, Jarrett Parker.
Most improved player I've ever coached from 1 year to the next.
Florida State.
Great team, great story, struggled early on. By midseason, put it together, and, you know, I think they're going to be in Omaha.
Clemson.
Great arms on the mound. You know, I think they'll do enough offensively. You know, I think they're going to give Arizona State all they want this weekend.
Your opponent this weekend, Ole Miss.
Very similar to us statistically. Very well balanced. Very, very good pitching staff. Really solid offense, 1-9. You know, one of the best college baseball programs over the last 6 or 7 years.
And the last one, Virginia.
Special group. The youth has been a real plus for us, and, you know, I'm really proud of this club.
Brian O'Connor, the head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers, taking on Ole Miss and Oxford in Super Regional action this weekend. Brian, congratulations on a great season so far, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on.